B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Held in by Krug, fires, and this one sails off a leg into the far corner. The Blues on it with nine. Rimmed around to the near side. No icing here. The St. Louis Blues, for the first time in franchise history, 51 seasons, have won the Stanley Cup. Your final here in seven games of the Stanley Cup final. Blues 4, Bruins 1. They win the series 4-3, and they will hoist Lord Stanley in 2019.
Puke. Gross. St. Louis, the Blues. That trash won the cup last night in Boston at TD Garden. Gross. Are you not disgusted by that end result last night? You should be. I am. Zoe, you?
Hey, how about that ride in? That's why they call it Sin City.
What?
Yeah. Some hangover.
I know, but what does that have to do with anything?
It's like you're my prepared remarks.
Like,
it's
yuck.
Like it, everything feels like hollow and shallow and just crappy because you
gross.
Said
it's like you
said
so much to talk about, but gross. You don't want to talk about it.
Right? It's you know? It's like okay, now I'm forced to
gross.
You know, like somehow articulate what happened. What happened was just gross.
That like you just said it. Like, those pukes came in your building and took Game 7 and hoisted the cup on your ice. But you sit there and you call them those pukes. But they were this close to winning all four freaking games that they played in your building. They won three.
They won three out of four here.
They should have won four. Things went their way just a little bit
well,
more.
Well, what they should have done versus what they could have done are two different things, though.
That team earned the Stanley Cup last night. I can't cut it any other way. I can't say you got gypped. Can't blame it on a ref. We talked about swallowing whistles, and if they swallow whistles, it benefits them, which it did. They got a lead. I said it yesterday during our show. First team that scores will win.
Here's what I do know. The Blues, you know, they won the Stanley Cup. That's a fact. You can't deny them that. But I know for sure that the Bruins lost the cup.
Yep, you choked.
There is no way around
too.
That.
That is partial choke.
Man, oh man, did the Bruins lose this thing.
You couldn't have had an easier path to it. You couldn't have had more health. I know you had a couple issues here and there, but for an entire hockey team, you were healthy. You had home ice, which didn't matter.
Have you ever seen a team that's more deserving of losing a game than the Bruins who lost last night, or a team that deserved to lose a series more than the Bruins losing this series? They lost at home in Game 5. They lost at home in Game 7. They had a 2-1 series lead in this series. They had a long layoff to get whatever rest they needed, and they actually did use it to their advantage the way they came out strong after, you know, getting down early in Game 1. They bounced right back and took Game 1. They built an early series lead. They had every advantage in this thing.
They
were the better team. They were the more talented team.
Yeah, maybe they
and they had the better goalie in the series.
Too much effort into that practice game that you sold out.
Well, they had every advantage in this. I don't recall having seen a Bruins team in this run being more deserving of losing a late round series than this one. They deserved to lose. They lost it. They did.
Because of the home ice?
Because of the way they played, they deserve to lose. They played to lose is what they did.
No, not in the first period. Not in the first period, they came out and they...
Effort was there. They had effort.
They played well in that
first
period.
It's not just about effort.
Not
it's about how well you play.
No, but
and they played well. They played well in the first period. Here's what I think. Number one, the home ice, throw it out. It feels worse because the building is full of Bruins fans. It doesn't matter. Home ice does not matter. What more?
It's a one sport. It really doesn't matter.
What more evidence do you need? The last three Game 7s in the Stanley Cup have been won by the away team. So forget about home ice if you can. I know it sucks, and you're
home
all
ice, they almost won four games here.
It was also you were all set to pop last night, but it doesn't matter. You know
that doesn't matter here.
No, and the Bruins won 2 in St. Louis. So what? Okay, that part to me that
part it's certainly not a disadvantage.
That part of it. No, it's not a disadvantage.
Okay.
It's a non-factor. It's just a non-factor. Last change. Doesn't matter.
Damn.
It doesn't matter. Not at this level.
I can tell you that for this particular team, that it was better probably for them to have the matchups and be at home.
I don't understand that. What do you mean, matchups?
Not be able to get last change and be able to dictate the matchups.
I got you.
Yeah.
I mean the path.
I suppose it probably should have factored in, but what did factor in is that this team was better than I gave them credit for. And their defense in front of Bennigan's, I'm not going to start saying
it's like
calling him by his real name.
It's like a 1-4. 1-4 zone they played from. Packed it in. You had no chance when that game got 2-0.
Look, I didn't think he was that good. He was good. And even in the first period, we'll be talking about this all day, I know. So I don't want to jump the gun on any one specific subject. But there are some who said he wasn't, as good as you think in the first period. He looked a little squirrely and out of position. So what? He's making the saves, and the Bruins were unable to not solve him. He wasn't the riddle that needed to be solved. What needed to be solved was what to do once you get that first puck on him and he gives up the rebound. The Bruins couldn't figure out what to do and how to get somebody down low. Were they too big? Were they too strong? Were they too physical? Were they too fast? Whatever it was, they're getting that first shot on net out of necessity, because any more time spent in that zone, you're going to get the puck poked free, and you weren't able to set up and make it look like you're going to have this extended power play when you really have even strength. So instead, they're putting the puck on, and when it did squirt out, they were just clearing the puck out of their zone.
I also think that, that's a common thing that is being said about that first period last night. Bruins outplayed him in the first period. Yeah, if you're grading the first period solely on who had more chances. And the Bruins had far more chances than the Blues did.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's how we often do grade it.
Bruins weren't great out of the gate, but they settled down
that
first period.
It's true. They took over that first period. They had a lot more chances.
Their top lines had good looks there.
Well, when you give up two goals on four shots in that first period, I mean, that's hard to say. Well, you were doing everything right there. I'm sorry. And when you make a major blunder like trying to come off the ice with 10 seconds to go, Brad Marchand, hard for me to sit there and say, yeah, well, you played great in that first period. Yeah, you guys really had your heads on straight in that first.
Yeah.
Like, what are we supposed to do? Say that was a great first period?
Marchand, really good awareness
blatant
here.
Blunders at the end of that first period, which that second goal, happened in the first period and is the mistake of the game and sucked the life out of the team and the life out of the building and was the goal that I think lost the game and lost the series. That was game over.
Game over.
It was.
Our whole text chain. Game over on that.
That was when the night ended.
Hey, I thought there was only one guy.
Everybody, that happened in the first period last night. So hard for me to sit there and say, it was a great first period. They outplayed them. Did they? I thought the game was over after one. Over.
Yeah, the second goal put it away, but
that happened in the first.
Okay. I'm not going to take away the entirety of the first period based on Marchand leaving the ice early and not seeing the other guy coming down. And what I believe to be, and we'll get pushback on this, I'm sure, Tuukka Rask and those two goals, the first one especially, which nobody seems to want to blame him for. I've watched it. I've watched it in real time multiple times. I've watched it in slow motion. I've watched it. Yeah, it's a deflection. I still think that's a save you have to make in game seven.
Which one? The second one? The Petrangelo goal?
Yes. The first one
was a deflection.
Deflection.
I think the second one, I thought that too, because you and I were talking about it last night.
It's not a rocket. It doesn't have vapor trail coming off of it.
It's not.
He saw it the whole way.
He did.
I've watched it 100 times now.
He saw it.
He had his knee. Thought he had his knees on it. He ain't squeezing enough.
I don't think we have a great angle of it, by the way, camera-wise. I feel like it changed just enough that it would have been really hard to stop.
Even at home, I didn't even know it was a deflection until the second or third time they showed it.
Yeah, and I feel like it probably deflected more than we realized. It
probably turned on him.
Yes.
Yep. You're right. There's no great clear
There's no
there.
Great angle of
even
that.
Even from behind. Yeah.
There's not. Nope. The second one, I think you could make a case on, but that's the one where Brad Marchand comes off the ice.
You're freaking lucky.
Because he thought that for some reason he was all alone.
The second guy
in the building who thought he was all alone.
The second one, and you don't want to blame for it. It's like, I see how they scored that, except Bennigan stopped three like that during that game.
I know.
Yeah, almost the exact same setup where he comes out and cuts down the angle a little bit more than Tuukka did.
He sniped Marchand on that one. Marchand wants that one back. That net was more than three quarters open.
He was smothering those pucks, and he was coming out. He looked big. God, that kid looked big in net last night.
Dude, that thing could have been 5-1 easy, too. That one had got above Tuukka and it's bouncing around. It hits, and Achar dives in and knocks it out, saves his ass on that. That thing could have gotten away even more. Tuukka did not have a great night.
No, he did not.
And
his worst game of the series.
Get ready for the anti-Tuukka people.
Which I think is cheap.
They gave him no help.
I think it's a cheap cop-out criticism of Tuukka Rask. I think Tuukka Rask deserved better, and I think we're going to have two crowds coming out of this series that we will discuss coming up. There's going to be two crowds. There's going to be one that goes after the first line. That's the crowd I'm in, and there's going to be the crowd that goes after Tuukka. You can decide which group you're in, and I'll tell you why you're wrong if you're in the crowd going after Tuukka. You're wrong. You're dead wrong.
Do you see the Fluta stuff after the third goal?
Nope, but you can tell us all about it. So coming up, we got a long day. We got 4 hours of this. Bruins lose the cup. Happened last night. We will be getting your calls today. I'll be talking about the Bruins and the Blues and the Blues. Yuck. Gross. Winning the cup in Boston last night for the first time in more than 50 years in existence. Gross. Disgusting. You should be disgusted by that loss. The Bruins are a very talented team, more talented than the Blues. They managed to lose this series. All right. All day long. Bruins, Blues, Stanley Cup final ends last night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Far corner, it's Grizzlick down low with 20. Left of the net. The Bruins get it up top. But Marchand has to stay, and he's got to play D. Schwartz gets around him. Far circle, walking in. It's backhanded. They score! Alex Pietrangelo walked in. Part of that was Marchand trying to get off the ice and getting the right personnel on. And the Blues with a late goal lead at 2-0 here in the first.
Boy, I mean, Boston's got everything going in that offensive zone, and now they get some space coming up. Marchand was going to go off. Like you said, Judd, gets a little bump there on Schwartz, but Pietrangelo alertly following this play up, and after Schwartz does a little self-chip, he's going to get to the puck first, and he's going to beat Rask, and Marchand had a chance to stay there and stay with Pietrangelo. He decided to go off.
All right.
Yeah, we play this because the Bruins are dead now. 6-1
by their own doing.
7-7. Now, yeah, they committed suicide. Hockey suicide.
Hope Marchand got that extra 10 seconds of rest he needed.
Oh, well, he needed it. Needed to get to the bench.
So I asked you, like, what
10
that
seconds
like
to go in the first period.
What did it look like in real time?
And where's he going?
Like, they have him shadow boxed on his highlight thing. Like, he's the only one floating out of the play. He's the only one that stopped playing. Here he goes. Just, it's almost like, you know, those Paranormal Activity videos where you'll sit there and you watch people having a good time, then all of a sudden,
yeah, they'll kind of highlight one second.
It was pretty funny.
Look at this. Look at the orb moving behind them, up and away.
As it happened,
and away.
There were these questions. Everyone who was watching on that, I thought, did Marchand just leave the ice?
He hurt.
What happened there? And then everyone watches, and then everyone turns and looks at the monitors and goes, "What? What the hell happened there?"
He would have at least
turned and go, "What happened there?"
At least very nonchalantly.
He looked hurt.
Is it? I need one. Yeah. There's 10 seconds left. You need one right now? You need one right now.
I mean, talk about a lack of awareness there. Just lack of awareness.
And the answer he gave, Capello asked the question in the postgame. Our guy, Mark Capello, he's the one who asked the question. What happened when you were left and leaving ice there for 10 seconds? Oh, I just thought there was one guy there. You look behind him.
Yeah, he didn't give a
there's
good answer.
Two of them. There's two of yours. There's another one coming in. Pietrangelo's the one that you let just go by there. He would have at least slowed him down. That guy had a free rein right in.
Brad Marchand.
But that was the second mistake, though, he made. The first mistake, yeah. The second part of it was he thought there was a guy there.
Right.
So he made two mistakes in the same play.
Brad Marchand, part of a top line that did very little to help the team in this series. The imperfection line. The imperfection line in this series, Bergeron, Marchand, Pastrnak, far from perfect. Here's some stats from Days of York, great Bruins blog. They compiled all the stats on this line for this series. 5-on-5. 2 goals for, 19 goals against.
Wow.
Is that good?
Stop.
Just wondering. 2 goals for, 19 goals against. They had 97 scoring chances. So that means they went 2 for 97. 2 for 97.
How would you feel if you're one of those people that paid $2,600 to get a ticket to go to sit through that? And you knew in the second period that the team was gassed. They had nothing. They had no answer. Down 2-0. It's like an old man.
2 for 9. Hardy's wheeling himself around the studio. I don't know what's going on. 2 for 97. 19 goals against on 103 scoring chances against. So about 20% of the time. Is that good?
Oh, my.
Oh, they were brutal.
Not only is it bad when you can't score, but you commit the type of error you did leaving the ice early.
Were they bad?
It's mind-numbing.
Oh, not so good.
And I know, Fluttershinzawa after the third goal.
Three
goals against Tuukka Rask. None of them his fault. He had to put at least one or two on him. Stanley Cup Final, Game 7 at home. He's been the difference in his series. He's been the better goalie. He has. Bennington's been more up and down. Bennington was nails last night. On our text chain, early in that game, we're like, oh, crap, he's on it. Like, going back and reading some of the stuff, the back and forth, like, you knew it was going to be Bennington's night. It felt that way. And then that second goal just took. Did the air leave the building when that went in? You guys were there.
So
I think that's when Murray got on his train.
You can look at last night and say Rask did not play well, and he could have played better, and the Bruins could have really benefited from Rask bailing them out. And it's all true.
I'd say it was Tuukka's second worst game of the series.
Which one was worse?
The loss at home, game 4.
Oh, I don't think so. I think this one was worse.
Funny how we bring up game 4, huh, Jim? Remember it was almost...
Game 4 was on the road.
I'm sorry. On the road. Critical one.
No, that was the one that wasn't important.
But in terms of bad goals, what did he give up that you thought was truly all that bad?
Not bad. I'm just saying it just... The first one, again, looking at the deflection.
You could say the same thing about last night.
I
get it, the deflection and
the Marchand mistake.
He gets hung out at the end of the first. But still, he made 16 saves last night. 16.
Stop goal.
That's it.
He was fighting the puck last night. It was pretty evident to me that it was his worst game.
He didn't have to stand on his head for 30 shots.
He wasn't challenged all that much. And as Hardy said, it was his worst game of the series. Last night was
he faced 20 shots last night.
He could have played center
and
field.
And let in 4.
Was he the worst guy on his team last night?
No.
Was he the worst player on his team last night?
No.
He wasn't.
Seems like 63 was.
Didn't have a good performance, and he still wasn't the worst guy.
88 wasn't great either. Again.
He wasn't. He wasn't the worst guy on his team last night. That tells you something about the forwards. That tells you something about that top line. It tells you something about the top line that has Brad Marchand that made the horrible mistake that hasn't produced in this series. Brad Marchand, who I don't think has produced a 5-on-5 goal now in 2 straight Cup finals.
They relied on the power play. You go back and look at the number of goals that they scored in this series that were on the power play and in a game where... Look, we knew it going in, so it's not an excuse.
Which is why they lost the series, though.
It is.
That's why they lost this series.
It is fascinating, though, that you officiate a game one way, and the Bruins have benefited from this in the past. I'm not crying foul. Believe me, I'm not making an excuse. But it is fascinating to me that you officiate a sport one way the entire season.
And
then the last game of the season, you don't call anything.
One.
It's just... Okay, well, you know what, Bruins?
Okay, but
you should have known that, and you should have figured out a way to score goals beyond the power play because you knew you weren't going to get any power plays last night.
The Bruins allegedly have high-end talent with David Pastrnak and Krejci and Bergeron.
Oh, you had looks.
And Marchand.
Not in this series. They haven't scored even
six straight
goals.
In that first period. You had 6 great looks. Oh, man, they had chances.
Put it this way, Beetle. This is the type of game where it's like, ah, should have seen this one coming. You think about it now. You see it coming a mile away. A team that is relying on the power play to score goals. You're playing Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final. You're not going to get any power plays. So what's going to happen? You're going to lose.
Where was this before Game 4?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I said.
This is what I was saying before Game 4. You don't want to get to a Game 7 because of those exact reasons.
This is Game 4 again. Are we really going back to the Game 4? So
no,
in order for the Bruins to win the series,
it's not about
they
game
had
four.
To go up 3-1 it's to win
about,
the series.
It's not about Game 4.
They had to go up 3-1.
I remember we talked.
It's
you don't
not about
want
Game 7.
Jim, you don't answer this question once and for all.
The crux of the argument.
This stupid Game 4 take that we have to go back to.
If you want to go on Game 4, it's not about Game 4, but go ahead.
You just said it's about Game 4. You're bringing up Game 4.
No, I said the argument we had before Game 4
was don't
to avoid a Game 7 at all costs because of the way these teams were playing in the first three games.
You know what?
You wanted to avoid a Game 7 at all costs.
He said no 7 because you're going to swallow the whistle.
Was Game 6 officiated differently from Game 7? Was Game 5 officiated differently from Game 7?
Yes.
All these games were pretty much officiated in the same vein.
There was one non-judgment call penalty last night. That was it. One penalty and it was the puck over the glass. Yeah.
Yes. I know.
What did the Bruins get in Game 6? They got one, outside of the one in the final 20 seconds.
Let me ask you something.
They got one call.
Let me ask you something.
They got one non-judgment one, which led to the 5-on-3.
Which gave them the first goal, which gave them the win.
No, because they got a 5-on-3 with the puck going over the glass.
Gave them the goal.
Let me ask you something, Jim.
Because the puck went over the glass.
No, because they were on the power play.
You're going back to Game 4, right? You want to rub that in my face today. Yesterday, did you think the Bruins were going to win?
I'm just saying that was the argument before. No, I didn't know. I wasn't confident because of the 5-on-5.
I thought you were. I thought you were a prophet.
6-7.
Did you think yesterday afternoon the Bruins were going to win that game last night?
I had no idea. No.
Oh, okay.
But I said if they don't call penalties, they're not going to win. That's exactly what I said. I was talking to somebody in the hallway. I said, typically, I'm a big fan of when they swallow the whistles, but with this matchup, I hope it doesn't happen. It's exactly
what
I said.
So you thought they were going to lose.
So that they had to take a 3-1 series lead in order to win the series. That's
they
the
needed
only
power
way they
plays to win
it.
This game. Yes,
only,
that's what I needed.
So they
needed,
the only way they were going to win the series was if they took a 3-1 series
I didn't
lead.
Say that. I didn't say it was about
yes,
Game
you
4.
Did, because
I said at all costs to avoid Game 7.
It would have been a hell of a take to come out with this yesterday and say there's no way they win this game tonight. They're going to swallow the whistles, and if they don't have the power plays, they're going to lose. That would have been...
But that was a common topic. You want to avoid 5-on-5 against them.
They won Game 3, if you remember, and took a 2-1 series lead. And the take was that Game 4 was all important, that they needed Game 4, which would have meant that they had to take a 3-1 series lead in order for them to win the series, which I think is absurd.
You're misremembering the take. It was a huge game. Huge swing game in the series.
It was
the series
MVP.
Is over if
next
the Bruins
day was
win.
MVP. No
if
big series... deal.
Swing how? What does it have to do? It has to do with math.
If
the first
won,
team,
here's how it's
the first team to win four games in the series wins. That's how it works in the best of seven. They were up 2-1. So when you are up 2-1, if Game 4 is all important and must win for the Bruins to be able to win the series, that means you are demanding that they go up 3-1 in the series to win it all.
No. I just said it's a huge swing game. Huge swing game, meaning Game 4 puts the series away. Swing game. Huge swing game.
So,
not a huge must win. Huge swing game in that if it's 2-2.
So that's you're talking momentum then. You're talking about momentum.
If it's 2-2.
So you're talking about momentum then.
No.
Swing.
No. If it's 2-2, you guys said no big deal. I said big deal. That was the argument.
But you would have been better. You think it would have been better if they lost Game 3 and won Game 4.
Well, yeah. If you're down 2-1, it's a huge game.
What the hell is the difference? It's still 2-2. But you would
the difference is if you lose Game 4 in that
order,
scenario, the series
won,
is over.
You would have won the games in a reverse order, so it would have been better? What the hell does that matter? I don't understand the take at all.
The take is still the same. It was a big game either way. Game 4 is the biggest game of the series.
I agree.
It's not even a series take. This is a take in almost all series. Game 4 is a swing game.
It was a swing game in a series to allow them back in the series. That would have been 3-1. They would have been nail in a coffin. 3-1, they would have been dead.
So you can lose. They could have lost game three.
Could have, should have.
Game three didn't matter. They should have just lost game three and won game four.
Now you're just throwing scenarios out that aren't true. No.
Oh, my God. I feel stupider for having this conversation. I really do. This is moronic. They were up 2-1. They go to St. Louis. Hardy and I say it's important that they split there. They got to come back 2-2. because we're just dealing in the numbers and the math of the series. You say, no, it's important that they have to win game four. Doesn't matter. They just got to win game four.
Yeah, if they win game four, the series is over.
But 2-2 was not the important thing. It was just that they win game four.
Yes, to make it 3-1.
No, it was that it was a big game. The argument was that, is it a big game or is it not a big game?
Who's on first?
That was the argument.
Yeah, I still think splitting on the road in the Stanley Cup final.
No, you're taking
the first two or the second two is fine.
You're taking a is it a big game into meaning they must win 100% of the time. It's a big game. It was a big game. It changed the series. Game four changed the series.
Which was bigger, game four or game five?
Game four. It changed the series. Game four changed the series. Berube's comments were after game three, right? Berube's comments were after game three. Game four changed the series.
Do we have orange juice?
You can hang on to that take until the end of time.
Oh, I will. Game four changed this series.
Terrific.
How about a mimosa?
No. Well, orange juice. I like half water, half orange juice because you don't want it too thick. Yeah. Shake it up with a little some ice. Mm. Tropicana.
But the Bruins could have lost game three, and as long as they won game
three. I asked somebody.
It would have been better.
I called somebody.
So the order in which they won and lost would have been different.
I called somebody today that's been covering these teams for a long time that works both broadcasts, Patriots and Bruins. And I said, which was worse? I said, you've been there for both. And, that loss to not the undefeated year, because I think that's one of the biggest losses. The loss last night or the loss to the Philadelphia Eagles? He said, oh, my God. A loss last night. Like, maybe I don't understand the magnitude cup because that's never going to happen again. He goes, you had a chance to raise the cup in your own building because those chances don't come around that much. Patriots will bounce back. There's not a lot of faith that this team will bounce back. You asked the question, which team's made moving forward? Maybe the Blues are. I don't know. Maybe that's the way you play hockey. Get a 2-goal lead, pack it in, and have an average goaltender, and then just clear the puck. Maybe that's what wins cups. I don't know. The magnitude of that loss last night, maybe it hasn't hit me. Because I felt like crap after both losses. But last one made, wow. Could have been great.
All right, more on the Tuca versus the top line. We'll get back into that. We got distracted on the stupidity of game four. We'll get back to it coming up after.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
I think we're come back enough at times that we had confidence in ourselves, and that's what we kept saying. But obviously, it's shocking that you dominate a period and you're down 2-0, but it's still 40 minutes to go, and you try to battle back as much as you can.
.617-779-0985. Double check that math. Brad Marchand, yes, no goals, no even strength goals in the last two Stanley Cup finals he has played in. No goals in the last one. He had an empty netter in game one of this series. Yeah. He had that power play goal the other night. No even strength goals in 13 against the Blackhawks. No goals, no assists. He was a -3 in that series.
Big thing going into last night, too, and I heard Billy Jaffe on with Toucher and Rich prior to our show, sitting in all that traffic.
Yeah.
Going down to Canal Street. He goes, this is a big one for Marchand tonight. He goes, he's the best. Really, we've studied everything. We've studied all these top two lines and all the playoff teams. He's the best left winger in the game. And look at the numbers.
Well, you would hope that in a game seven,
that would
you'd see that sort of come
clicked
into play.
Like, I thought Bergeron was going to get two or three last night. Like, that's how fooled I was. Like, that's what I was hoping for. I'm like, okay, they're going to explode. I thought that kid was going to crack, and he didn't. credit to Binnington. You got to credit Binnington.
Yeah, to a degree. I just think if you're looking for the reason why the Bruins didn't win this series, it's pretty easy. Their best talent, their best offensive talent didn't show up in the series. Simple. We knew that going in. We asked that question going in. Can they get away with it again? Can they get away with their secondary scoring? And it was a resounding no. They can't do that here. They can't get away with that at this time of year. They need their top guys to score. They can't get away without getting production from Bergeron, Marchand, Pastrnak, Krejci, etc. Can't do it a second time. You can't do that. We answered that question. What's so funny?
Hardy called
Number one.
Hardy called it. First series he was talking about this.
I called it, but I was also watching the compilation of goal videos from Tom Morgan. I can't do that.
Those are
excellent. I just retweeted it. But
I did too.
Yes, look, I'm not taking a victory lap on that, but I did call it. Early on, what are you talking about? It's a good thing that they got depth scoring. Depth scoring indicates that your top line is also scoring. Third and fourth line scoring by itself
is not good.
Is not depth scoring.
No, but in early
that's
rounds,
just scoring.
But in early rounds, unusual. They got away with it.
Yeah, because you play crappier
teams. And that's why we reset it before this round. And said,
getting away with it is not a good thing.
Can they get away with it again? And we all said,
Based on the opponent.
Get away with it here. You may have been able to get away with it in earlier rounds. You can't get away with it here. You won't get away with it this time. This team won't let you off the hook. And they didn't. And I would also say this was their worst round. They picked the worst round to have their worst round in. They didn't let them off the hook. That's why they lost.
Let them off the hook.
You want to find the reason why the Bruins lost? It's painfully obvious.
You know who got...
It's the top line.
You know who called it, too? You say, like, Hardy called it. The head coach... the other team, Tully, you know, you score first and you survive that onslaught, you know, that first period, and then you get through two periods, and that's how you win in that building, because the building was, it'd be crazy. Mike Francesa called it. Very vague, but he sort of called it, and he's going to go on air today. See, I told you.
Their top guys produced. Ryan O'Reilly produced. Yeah. He didn't seem to have an issue finding the net.
He's going around buying guitars for people.
I think he just scored again. Someone check.
Riley.
He's going to come to Hardy's house and drop off a guitar for his son now.
He's gonna
on the way out of town.
He's going to give him pick lessons.
He dropped an F-bomb on the Sportsnet broadcast in the post-game interview. Yeah. And he looked like he was like had the craziest face, like, oh my God, I did that. I just did that. Holy crap, I did that.
How many F-bombs?
Oh, NBC had quite a few last night.
Oh, mama. Yeah, you got to let it roll, though. I get it.
Quite a few. It was enjoyable.
Yeah.
It really was. But.
What else do you scream at that point? F, yeah!
It wasn't all that creative. I can tell you that.
Well, they're big dummies.
Yeah, they just grab the cup and you go,
do this. Okay.
Guys, can you come up with anything else to say? Yeah, is there anything else you can think to say? Like, can you think of anything else that you could might think of saying?
Oh,
boy. Gee golly.
Oh, this is so sweet.
This is super.
This is awesome. Yippee-ki-yay.
Radical.
617-779-0985. We have not gone to the phones yet.
We should. I don't want to.
I'm nervous to do it.
I don't want to.
Let's do a bunch of them. Let's just plow through just a ton of them.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We'll do it coming up next.
Okay.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Coach, just what are the emotions like right now?
I don't know. You know, it's an empty feeling. It's a long year. Someone had to win, someone had to lose, and we came out on the wrong side of it. It's not the way you picture it. It's as simple as that, so...
I'm feeling happy, happy, happy music. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
617-779-0985.
You sure you want to do this?
Sure do what?
Take calls like this. Like we're going to run through some calls.
Yes, today. We're going to take a whole bunch of phone calls today. It's fine. We'll do like we're fine.
Cliff and Rob's coffee shop.
No, we're not doing that. We got a lot of people wanted to, got a lot of stuff to say. Let's go.
Yep. A lot of things to say. Jimmy and Saugus. Jimmy.
Ah, what's going on, guys?
Yeah.
Listen, I love this. What do you call it? Beagle, let me tell you something. I don't know what happened to you, but you lost it over this series because, you know, you were so concerned about the – because you thought you had all the chips on your side of the table, you were more concerned about the yuck and insults and everything like that.
I'm sorry. Zoe's talking. I was more concerned about the what?
The yuck. Yeah, the jokes and the insults.
Yuck, yuck.
That you were more concerned about that, and you know.
Elaborate.
You keep repeating that the Bruins are the better team, but
they are.
Unfortunately, it didn't work out that way.
I believe they're the better team. I still believe they have the more talented roster.
Had you taken it more seriously, they would have won last night.
No,
it's your fault for having it with the Yucks.
I still believe that, Jimmy. Jimmy, I believe they're the more talented roster. I believe they've got a better roster and better players.
Beagle, you're right.
So then what are you criticizing me for then, Jimmy? You're not making sense.
I said better team. It's a big difference. Joe, jump in.
Joe, jump in, please.
How many times, Joe, were the Patriots on paper not the better?
Say about the Patriots.
I said, how many times in the past were the Patriots not the better squad, but on the field they were the better team, correct?
Not that often. How often are the Patriots
only
not the better
not
team
win
on paper?
12 games in the last decade.
All I'm trying to say is the St. Louis came in, supposedly the inferior
team. They kicked your ass, is what they did. They kicked your ass.
Three times in your own building. And all I'm saying is.
Yeah, no one's arguing with the results, Jimmy. The Bruins got their ass kicked in this thing. Even though it was a 4-3 series, they got.
Except you have to the goaltender. Because, Rask is the better goaltender.
He is.
And this guy may never be anything, but this guy showed guts three times.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
So why are you mad at me?
That's what I'm saying.
Why are you pissed at me, Jimmy?
Because I'm not mad at you, Beetle. I'm saying that you lost it, Beetle, because you, like I said, you thought the Bruins were such in the bag that you were just more concerned about insulting the Blues. And just
I still hate them. Jimmy, I still hate the Blues. I'm still going to insult them.
What's likable about
I don't like
the Blues?
Them. What is I think likeable? They're a crap bag team.
Why? Then Samos is nobody. Samos is... What you
they're hearing? Nobody.
You just insulted them. You jackass. Are you fraud? Get lost.
I'll
you just want to be pissed at somebody today, so you're choosing me. That's fine. You can do it, but
you
just admit what you're doing. Benigans, Benihana.
I still don't know his name.
I'm still not going to call him by his name. Why would I start today?
Is it Riley or O'Reilly?
Why would I start doing that now? Why? Because he played well last night? No, I'm
or
not going to give him that credit.
Meathead coach is better?
Get out of here.
How about their meathead coach?
Birmingham? We almost got Doc Emmerich to call him Binghamton again last night on NBC. Anybody catch that?
Yep.
We almost had it happen again.
Binghamton. He's probably been to Binghamton.
This kid's a jack-off. I can't stand Binghamton. Can't stand him. I don't like that team. I don't like their coach. I don't like their goalie. I don't like their players. I don't like anything about them. I don't enjoy them at all. In fact, that's why I find the result of this series so disgusting. Because I have zero respect for that team. I don't like the way they play.
That goalie
I don't like the way they.
Cup.
I don't like the way they carry themselves. I think they're a bunch of goons.
And
that's why I think they couldn't come up with anything better than the four-letter word every time each one of them grabbed the cup. Oh!
Jordan Binnington won a Stanley Cup.
Every time
in your
one of
building.
Them grabbed the cup last night. I mean, did anyone watch that? They're a bunch of morons. Bunch of Neanderthals.
We're drinking it.
Yeah, you dopes.
Hurry up, put some Miller Lite.
They rot from the head down over there from their head coach, Craig Berube. They're all the same guy. Bunch of dopes. It's disgusting that they won. At least in 13, you lost to the Chicago Blackhawks. Those guys
were
shit.
That was a team.
You'd look across at that team and say, wow, these guys can really freaking play.
Two studs.
Holy smokes.
Yep.
The fact, I mean, in 13... when the Bruins lost, you looked across and said, the fact that our team, we root for the Bruins and we're watching this series, the fact that we're here and we're competing with these guys, that's a testament to how good the Bruins are.
Yeah.
Wow.
You came away
what a great thing this is.
Team won.
And it sucked when they lost. We didn't like when they lost then. This, This one's tough to swallow.
It is.
Because I don't like the Blues, and I don't really think they're all that good.
I don't like the way they play. What was the outstanding play that they made last night? What was the highlight from last night? It's just
a couple greasy garbage goals early that put it away. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was such a great. I mean, imagine not being a fan of either of the two teams in the game last night. Oh. Watching this game, do you think you look at that and go, oh, what a great hockey game?
Good product. It was a bad game. Bad game.
Nobody ripped the Blackhawks when they played the Blackhawks because you didn't want to. You were afraid to because you knew they had the talent.
They're so good.
That made it for a harder Stanley Cup series to talk about on radio of that.
It wasn't like Vancouver.
What do you do here? These guys are really good.
I remember doing radio. All we had was respect for the Blackhawks.
Yeah, and it was annoying, but we couldn't help it. You had to do it.
And I thought early in the Bruins, I thought the Bruins had lucked out huge in that series. They played him deep in that triple overtime thing that they could have won, and they went up 2-1. I'm like, oh my God, the Bruins are going to win this thing. I did. I thought the Bruins were going to luck out and win that series. I did. I really did. I got ahead of myself. I thought they were going to win that thing. I was wrong, but whatever. Got caught up in it. But the Blackhawks were good. At least when the Blackhawks win, you don't feel terrible about it because they were the Blackhawks. The Blues suck. You don't have to like the Blues.
Look at the pictures.
You can be pissed off about this.
Did you sit there?
I don't remember being pissed off about the Blackhawks losing.
No.
I mean, winning.
No. No. You came in content that, hey, you know what? Congratulations. The better team won. Did the better goalie
Benny Hanna.
Look at that kid.
Birmingham.
Hoisting Bush the Mills. Cup in your building. Cocky. You know what?
Scott Weymouth, let's go. Do it.
Here we go. 20 seconds, kid. It is annoying, and you are right, Bertrand. This Blues team, remember this fact. They were a last-place team in January. How they got it together, they run good, as we call it in poker. They're lucky. They're awful. Now, here we go. Here's my take. I would trade Marchand today. He's a selfish, dirty, lazy player. The momentum of that game changed. I learned in high school hockey, you never leave the defensive zone when the other team has the puck. This is the second goal with 8 seconds to go in the first period. He casually strolls over to the bench.
I thought it was over.
I can tell you this. He certainly wasn't accountable for it.
I'm telling you right now, that was a momentum changer. The Bruins were all over them in the first period.
Well, yeah, it was a game-winning goal. Yeah, it was over.
Yeah, it was the guy that he left had the puck.
I watched it with my mom, and I said, wow, the Bruins are down 1-0, but they look awesome. They're going to get this game. And then Marchand, his cocky little attitude, strolls over to the bench, and now it's 2-0. And I go, that's not good. That's a big, big part of this game. I don't like
it.
Ma, they still look good. If you're getting up to make yourself another spritzer, bring me a beer. Hey, Ma, you're missing the end. Oh, no.
Well, Marchand's got 6 years left on his contract. In case anyone was wondering, he's got six more seasons to go. He's got more term left on his deal than any other Bruin. If you're talking about trading Marchand.
Look, they're not going to trade Marchand.
6 years.
One person's talking about trading Marchand.
I'm talking to him. I'm talking to Scott. If you're talking about trading Marchand today, because he hasn't scored a goal in two straight cup finals.
I'm shocked we got the Marchand before the Pastrnak trade first.
Sure we're going to get those two. I'm just giving you the lay of the land. That's all. Derek and Foxborough. Derek?
Yeah, the Bruins choked. It's as simple as that. And I would go back to that sweep against that just cupcake garbage Carolina team. I think that hurt them because I don't think they were ready to go in this series. You look at that game two. They blew at home. That was the swing game. If you want to talk about a swing game, it's game two.
Derek, they bounced back strong in game one to make sure they won game one, and they then took a 2-1 series lead. How did the layoff hurt them?
Because they weren't ready for the physicality of the Blues.
They weren't ready for game two.
But the layoff was not the reason why. If they weren't ready for the physicality, the layoff wasn't the reason why. They were up 2-1 in the series. And in game one, when they went down, they bounced right back and won the game. They responded right away. So they had an answer for it early on. The layoff did not hurt them.
No.
They answered that very early on in the series.
Layoff.
Game two was the important game. Well, not game
two was a swing game instead of four. I like that take from
them. They didn't need a 3-1 series lead. They needed a 3-0 series lead.
I still think seven was probably the most important game. That's the one you can't lose.
3 more hours.
Howard and Ainsbury. Howard.
Hey, guys. So before the game, I didn't have a good feeling. At 8:36 last night, my friend...
Why didn't you call us and tell us?
What?
I said, why don't you call us and tell us? We didn't have to waste our time last night.
I texted my friend at 8:36. Not tonight, not tonight, please. We don't deserve to have this bum get lucky like this. I knew this guy was going to get lucky like this. 20-something, I don't know how many shots I had in the first period. 4 shots, 2 goals in 3 minutes and 18 seconds. I mean, I thought the Bruins were all over the guy in the first period. You're right, those 2 goals killed him. But, man, that kid stood on his head. He's a lucky bum. AHL goalie. I couldn't believe it. All I could think about.
Got to give him it last night. Played his ass off last night. Got to give it to the kid.
That's all I could think about because I'm 59. I remember that series. And I'm like, this kid's going to kill us. And that's the way I felt.
I still can't get over looking at the replay of Marchand leaving the ice here and this second goal, which absolutely sealed this game. It was game, set, match. It looked so bad.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.